All right, welcome back.
It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now.
Chuckles. Absolute scenes over in Colombia right now. You couldn't write this if you tried. There's no way this isn't the most unhinged pre-World Cup drama we've seen out of any side so far. No contest.
James Rodriguez has turned down a photo with the president's 17-year-old daughter at their World Cup send-off, and half the country's calling for him to be stripped of the captaincy before they even board the plane.
Si, hold on. Hold on. Cut the crap. First off, the underlying numbers don't lie here. The entire squad was stony-faced the whole time they were at the palace. As soon as they left, they were cracking jokes with flight crew. This is clearly a coordinated political protest, not James being a random diva.
Pause 05 South. Oh, spare me the conspiracy bollocks, mate.
You're telling me the best way to protest the Colombian government is to blank a 17-year-old footy fan? You're taking all your anger at the government out on someone who had absolutely nothing to do with their policies. That's like boycotting McDonald's by yelling at the kid working the till, isn't it? Total coward's move.
Chuckles, objectively speaking, that's a garbage take. UV got who-poo-doo-choo the latest reports. Earlier today out there saying the entire squad has issues with Petro's cuts to grassroots football funding. This was 100% planned. I've got a source at Carrington, by the way, who says one of the Colombian lads on their books told him the group agreed beforehand they weren't going to play nice for the cameras there.
Chuckles, oh, piss off with your Carrington source. You said that bloke was your cousin's mate who works in the kit room last week.
Wait, no, actually it was the canteen, wasn't it?
You're telling me he's got intel on Colombian international squad politics now?
Also, you of all people should know how garbage it feels to get blown off by a player you're a fan of. Remember when you got blanked by that League 2 winger outside a nightclub in Bristol and you moaned about it for 3 days?
Sigh, the data suggests otherwise. I never moaned. I was just annoyed. I wasted a tenner on a round for him and his mates. Anyways, the context here is key. It is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal. Which is to say, not normal at all, the Colombian fan base is actually split down the middle on this. Half are calling James a coward. Half are calling him a legend for sticking it to the government.
Pause 05 South. Right, well, here's the line.
If Colombia get out of their group at the World Cup, all this gets forgotten. If they crash out in the group stage?
This clip is going to be played every time he touches the ball for the rest of his career.
I bet you 50 quid he's got an apology typed up ready to go if they lose their first pre-tournament friendly against Chile next week.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.